You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. This podcast, for those of you that are new, For those of you that are new, is a podcast that reviews the Joe Rogan Experience and the best of for the week. We're real lucky this week because one of the best guests ever and maybe one of the funniest people of all time, Joey Diaz, was on podcast 1190. Now, Joey Diaz is one of Joe Rogan's very closest friend. He is an amazing comedian, absolutely fantastic. To see him live is truly something magical. And if you ever get the chance to, if he ever is coming to a town near you, go see him. The way he builds up energy is unbelievable. You will truly be exhausted when you leave from how hard you're laughing. The guy is a wild man. He has a new comedy special out now on Netflix. I haven't seen it yet, but I can't wait. And I actually haven't seen Joe's new one either yet. I can't believe that I've gone these many days without seeing it. I just haven't had the time, but I'm looking forward to sitting down and watching both of those. Unlike Joe, Airy, Tom, and Bert, Joey Diaz only gave up bacon for Sober October, but that's still pretty good because he probably eats a lot of bacon. So he gave up some bacon. He's been working out a lot and losing some weight. Joe is a big guy, so good for him for sticking to those things. I want to see him being healthy and staying around. He does have a little daughter that, you know, he wants to be there for. And also, just to keep that comedy coming. I mean, someone that funny, you never want to lose them, ever. He talked a little bit with Joe about really only wanting to work at the Comedy Store now with his material, which is really cool. The Comedy Store has done a lot for comedians that have worked there, and now it's really just blowing up as like the really like the mecca of comedy. It's a pretty spectacular place. They move on to talking about gold diggers, which is quite funny, and saying that you know, you take the wealthiest people in the world, all the wealthiest men and women, like I don't know, like the top 100, and when you go through the list of the wealthiest women, very few of them made their money themselves. A lot of them got it from just divorce and how expensive divorce is. And then you look at people like Anna Nicole Smith, who married that super old guy and got, I think, like $1 billion after he died. But I mean, she was 20 years old. He was like 90. It was such a bizarre thing. And to say that that was actually love just doesn't make any sense. They go into how people have paid upwards of $1 billion in divorce. I think Rupert Murdoch did in like 99. Like, what? It's so incredibly expensive. And, you know, just a warning for those of you out there that have a ton of money and are thinking of getting married, it might cost you a lot. They talk at some, they get into movies, they talk about the movie It, the Stephen King movie, how the with the clown, how the old one is kind of ridiculous looking, the one that they made in the 80s. It just looks stupid now, but the new one's really quite good. And Joey talks about how clowns actually went on strike after that movie. Like, not strike, but I guess they were, like, picketing his movie because they were basically saying that they're losing work now because everyone's terrified of clowns, which is quite funny. Then they move on to other great movies like The Exorcist. Joey knew a lot about this movie, like a lot of the history of it, which I really found fascinating. And talks about how the young girl that played in The Exorcist, the one who was possessed, got really quite fucked up after that movie and had a pretty tough life. And Joey was like, yeah, how do you come back from playing a role like that? It's kind of a good point. And it was really creepy. The angles, you know, the way that it was still all set up. That movie is still kind of freaky today, to be honest, but you could imagine back then when it came out in like the 70s, you know, when people were still really pretty religious and no one had ever seen anything like that. I mean, it was kind of, it must have been groundbreaking. Then they get into talking about Johnny Depp, how he's kind of balling out of control and just has about as much money as you can imagine, and is also kind of lost his mind a little bit, you know, because he's just so wealthy. Joey talks about a time when he was living in Aspen selling coke, and the gangsters wanted to speak to him, and that was just crazy stories. Joey always has the most ridiculous stories in some ways. I mean, really good, but absolutely nuts too. And they're always new. I guess he was like a part-time fireman there, but like didn't actually go to work, which is pretty funny. And then, then they talk a little bit about Sober October. As it's coming to a head, when they are making this, they were almost done. And Joe Rogan explains about the fitness challenge and how he's quite a bit ahead, because they have this new like technology where they wear like a chest band that measures your heart, and then you get points for it. And Joe is just crushing it. And then, you know, Joe Rogan starts to make fun of Bert and calls him a fat fuck and says that he's clearly going to win. But, you know, just kind of gets into that. Then they start talking about injuries. And Joey Diaz is a bigger guy, so he can only do certain things. He's got some injuries, shoulders, knees, other things. And Rogan talks about, you know, like testosterone replacement therapy, which Joe Rogan uses and he's not ashamed of at all. And he started when he was like in his 30s, I think, or mid 30s, maybe 40. Yeah, he started when he was 40 on the replacement therapy. And he was suggesting Joey should try something like that, or at least get stem cells or something else. Because workouts freeze you from stress is a big part of what Joe is always talking about. And Joey Diaz is really feeling that and has been putting a lot of work into it. And then lastly, Joey talks a little bit about his special. You know, I don't think he feels super confident about it, but again, he puts a lot of pressure on himself and he's self-critical, which I think all the best comics either are or really should be. So, you know, I'm sure it's fantastic. If Joey Diaz had any part of it, it's going to be amazing. Make sure you watch it. Thanks again for tuning in. And that's it. Cheers, guys.